So I just think this is a good idea, and I'll pass that on to the new superintendent by way of radio and by passing it on. And as such, we have this day a new superintendent of Frederick County Public Schools. Mike Marco is, Dr. Marco is the new interim, whatever that means, superintendent school. And I say that all the sense in the world, you know, and even in Frederick, that rather than spending money, which it costs money, don't let them tell you it doesn't, there's a national search for another superintendent of school. Why? I ask this question about every 4 or 10 years when we replace a superintendent or a chief of police or some other, you know, person of, that we need for a position of supervisory skills. I just have never understood the lack of appreciation that we have for our resident employees, our resident servants. I mean, why do we, no offense to any former chief of police or any former superintendent of schools, I just think it makes all the sense in the world. First of all, if it's a local person with the community, then anybody that comes from the outside. Now, the former superintendent, Dr. Alblin, is not a Fredericktonian. She is now, I guess, for being here 10 years, but she came from other counties. And as one might think, well, that's really nice to have that background to be here. No. It's different. You have to know the county in which you work. It is an advantage, not a disadvantage. It also allows those people wanting to pursue higher skills or rankings in the school system or the police system to, you know, think that maybe someday they can. But we find oftentimes what happens in so many jurisdictions is you have people that are doing the job, that have been there, that can do the job, and they're overlooked by, you know, someone from out of town. Never understood that. To this day, don't understand. Don't even appreciate it. I think it sends all of the wrong messages. And yet, I guess there's someone out there with a degree in management or something that's going to say, no, that's not how you do it, Tim. You have to go outside because, you know. Well, if you're a doctor of education, like Dr. Alban is and Dr. Marco is, what can you have a doctor of education plus one or extra gold star or something? I don't think so. And I know the Marco family. They've been here, you know, quite some time. And, you know, I just think that rather than, and what do they say? He's going to be the interim at least through this school year. Well, that's a special blessing to him. So he's going to take us through this changeover and whatever. But until we get a new superintendent. Now, Frank, I've never asked you your opinion of this. And, of course, we all want the best for the kids, or we want the best for the community, whether it be police, fire, whatever. And it goes to every agency that we have. Is we have to stop this. I think we need to get back to the basics of understanding our own citizens. It's just amazing to me that we don't do that. Frank, you have an opinion, I'm sure. I can hardly wait. I mean, you know, I'm sitting here with bated breath. What say you, Frank?
As far as finding a new superintendent,
yes,
for schools,
yes.
I, on one hand,
which hand?
Say it's totally justified to do a nationwide search for
even
a new school superintendent because of the importance and the big responsibility that title holds.
Yeah.
I think you want the best.
Yeah.
I think you should lean and prefer. I would like to see the more local, the better. Dr. Alban came from Howard County, so the next county,
Montgomery,
the next county down.
Yeah. She was all over. She didn't just live in Howard County.
Baltimore and Howard County.
Yeah, Carroll County also, yeah.
So, we had a superintendent, I think a few ago, that is from Frederick County.
Dr. McGee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's great. And I think, you know, that should be in the checklist, a big check. But I would not just automatically, you know.
Why?
I don't know much about the Dr. Marco, the temporary superintendent. Mm-hmm. But this all happened kind of fast, and I don't think he was expecting it, you know, over weeks and months. No.
Well, you know, Frank, that I told you yesterday I couldn't share with you what I knew, the rumors like that. I knew that this was taking place, and I couldn't say it because, you know, someone said, oh, you're not supposed to. I was asked not to say anything until it made it public, but it's not a it wasn't a secret. There are very little secrets in society anymore. And the best way to keep a secret is not to tell anyone. If you tell anyone, there it's gone. But, Frank, as much as I want to agree with you somewhat, I can't, when it comes down to spending the money, you might spend $50,000. And that's not a lot of money, I guess, if you got a lot of money. But we often have our best people right here. And I've never to this day, I was critical of the city of Frederick when they brought in a new police chief, not who he was or anything like that, but the fact that they had qualified candidates right here. And I just don't understand that. It never made any sense to me. From the Frederick City Police, when the chief of police came in, Charles V. Main, back in the early 1900s, I'm just joking, local officer, and that was Richard Ashton. And, you know, and I just think it's, again, I could be, I don't see where I'm wrong because I'm very prejudiced towards Frederick County people that live here, work here.
Frederick City and Frederick County is very different from the one you knew back in the day.
Why?
It's much bigger, more developed, more educated, more, and requires a lot more than just, you know somebody.
No, I don't think it should be a good old boy network, but I think it should be, I'm not saying that. And I won't agree with you that we're more educated. I don't think that. I think we're less educated.
With biotech firms hiring people.
I think maybe we're too educated. But
it used to be a more rural population.
Well, yeah, you go back far enough, you're right, Frank. But I just think you're missing the point.
Educated, I mean professional.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
White collar.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But I'm saying to you, Frank, if you have two people have equal credentials, then
I agree.
Yeah, so we have a doctor of education, and, you know, why don't we just say, Doc, you want the job? And if he says yes, he should have it. That would make all the sense in the world to me.
I don't know. Maybe you know Dr. Marco well. I don't know him. But I don't know who else is out there. And
well, I'm sure
I think it's too important to not to skip a process.
Why?
It's too important.
Well, look how we did the last time the process, Frank, and look what we got. Why and of career status professionals or whatever in the county, and I want to hear your comments. The 301-694-9363. Joshua's up first, Frank. Let's go to Joshua. What say you, Joshua?
Hey guys, Frank. I just want to say first off, thank you for insulting the constituency of your radio station. All the people in this county weren't smart enough to hold a job in the school district. I mean, it's pretty much where you went there. As far as not hiring someone from here or from abroad, I think the biggest reason why we should hire locally is, so suppose we get a candidate from, say, Arizona. Exactly how do they hold the same values of the people of Frederick County when they're supposed to be holding this much important job? That person wouldn't have grown up with our values. They wouldn't know of our values. So how could they respect and enhance our values in the school system?
Okay, it's a fair point. I never said smart. I was talking about how Frederick County and city have changed.
But you're implying patience there, Frank. We know how you work, that, you know, we just don't have the talent here, so we need to look abroad.
Well, I also said that I think that preference should be given to local people. But, Frederick County Public Schools has the culture that they're looking for, and hopefully it ties in with the local county. And they should determine if somebody from Arizona comes in and doesn't have, you know, the proper attitude, then you go to find somebody.
Well, yeah, the other thing, too, that shows up with a good doctor, quote-unquote, retiring, nobody really knows what went on. And now it's all kind of quiet with, she's gone. So she soared.
but we still don't know who was involved in it. And the county executive really pushed back on, you know, exactly why, what's the need to investigate this more? Well, you know, I put four kids through the school system. You know, I'd like to know who the people were involved with this. And sorry, you know, policy, they're just following policy really doesn't cut it because, you know, I don't want to go there, but, you know, that's the Nuremberg defense. I was just following rules to stick some kid in a closet for 5 hours because he was unruly. You know, there's blame from the bottom all the way up to be held accountable, not just one person.
Well, I'm with you, and I'm just plain curious. But I understand personnel matters. Whenever it's an issue of personnel, for some good reasons, that's always kept under wraps. But I happen to be a fan of Dr. Alban. I think she was a very good superintendent. And so that makes me all the more curious.
Well, I think Joshua made some good points. Some of the points I'm thinking about is, yeah, we definitely need an investigation. You know, the first thing I want to ask is the investigation on the DOJ.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, here we have a signed agreement, a commitment, acquiesced, or we completely said we're guilty, and whatever you want, we'll give you. I don't know. I don't know the negotiations there. I don't know the cost. And I say cost. Now, I'm talking, and I know this is a fact, I'm talking millions of dollars. That, to me, again, it's to everyone, a lot more money. I liked what Josh said, I do think imagine bringing in a superintendent. Well, we brought a superintendent years ago, and I'm not picking on these people because it wasn't their fault. They came up and... But I think it came from Baltimore City or Baltimore County. Not the same when you get to Frederick County. I'm not saying we're hicks or anything, but I'm saying you need to know the culture. You need to know the area. I mean, I don't know that they have Kris Kringle parades in Baltimore City. Maybe they do, but
I'm sure they do.
Does Joshua have a further point?
I just wanted to hit those points on that. I appreciate it, guys.
Take care, my friend. Yeah, well said. Again, I understand what Josh is saying, and I think that's important. Throughout my careers, because I couldn't keep a job, many times was asked to serve in other parts of the world, the country, the state, and I just said no. You have people here of equal quality. Why should I come in? I mean, I that's to say, well, no, this is self-serving, but people say, why don't you run for office? Why don't you? No, the people that are running, I trust have the leadership abilities, and if I can't exceed something, why would I want to, you know, get in a mess like that? And I believe that. I mean, I would never run for county exec. I think that takes a person of a different attitude, and I think that there are people out there that'll do a great job. I am not one of them. And unfortunately, I think that maybe it's self-serving, but I think it's more I have to say.
And Joshua, if somebody came up to me and said, your county, people in your county are stupid,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'd get my back hair up.
Sure, you live here.
I never said that. What I'm saying is that the county has grown a lot. And a lot of the population is not as focused on...
Agriculture.
Agriculture. Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome. Robert, what say you?
Yeah, I don't know where Frank dug himself a hole and now he's it out of it. I mean, he literally called everybody in Frederick County that has lived here for over 25 years or so dumb, stupid, not as educated. That's his exact word, not as educated. Well, I went to Frederick County Public Schools. 8 years of college I never went to paid off for me because I've been running my own business for the last 25 years and making a pretty good darn living from all you educated people out there that don't know how to do anything for themselves except for log into a computer. So, and then to go outside, they spent all that money on getting the police chief in here took 2 years or whatever.
Right.
I worked for a company, a big company, McGraw-Hill. The second day, top guy quit.
Mm-hmm.
So me and another guy ran the entire place
for about 2 years. Sure. And then all of a sudden, they needed to go to New York to find somebody that could run it better than we were, evidently, is what they thought. And a year later, the whole place closed down. So, I don't know why they have to go out there. And for a police chief, I don't know the police chief. He might be excellent and a nice guy and everything, but he doesn't know Frederick. He doesn't know the back alleys of Frederick. He doesn't know where the hang out or where the bad spots are. He doesn't know any of that. So how could he do a good job policing when he's coming into a situation that he's blind to?
Well, your points are well taken. I'll address those when we come back. Bob says this to you, Frank. I think Frank should stop while he's behind.